The Coffee Break Liberty Podcast, Episode 24. Welcome back, everybody, to the Coffee Break Liberty Podcast, and I am glad to be back in the chair recording the best podcast that there is. I am now in Savannah, Georgia, left Texas. Gino is not alongside with me right now. He is still in Texas. I will be getting him within a couple months, but he's doing Liberty stuff out there, and he's being a good puppy, playing in pools and stuff. Before we jump into the topics of this week's podcast, I want to remind you guys about the store at coffeebreakliberty.com. So if you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, in the upper portion of the page, there's a tab for the store, and I want you to click on that tab, and you are going to find all the mugs, the best mugs, all these great coffee mugs, laptop cases, phone cases, t-shirts, stickers, with the Coffee Break Liberty logo on them, and other like libertarian-esque and anarchist symbology and quotes and things like that. So I want you to go check that out at coffeebreakliberty.com. But when you go to that website, coffeebreakliberty.com, wait around for like 10 to 15 seconds. You should get hit with a prompt to sign up for the newsletter. And I'm telling you, sign up for the newsletter, because when you do, you're going to get a discount code for 10% off of your first order from the coffeebreakliberty.com store. So go to coffeebreakliberty.com, check out that store, and get yourself a mug. And the first topic of this week's podcast is the vaccine again, the vaccine and coronavirus, really just the vaccine at this point, and the idea of vaccine passports. You know, we've been against them here at Coffee Break Liberty since the start. We warned about it before this even started, you know, back in, spring 2020, that this is what's going to happen. They're going to try to separate the vaccine, those that have been vaccinated against those that have been unvaccinated. They want to divide the people and have people disliking their neighbor. And now this is how they're going to do it, right? They've tried for decades and they've succeeded, you know, by doing it on race and religion and things like that, and social class. And another way to do it now to get you to dislike your neighbor and your fellow American. Well, have they been vaccinated? Oh, they haven't? Well, they just mean to hurt you then. They're just out there to hurt you and grandma. And there's a big part of me, you know, I posted about it on the Facebook page that, you know, hey, I am against the vaccine passports. I really dislike that idea. I think it's horrible. And I don't think it's going to go into effect the same way people think. You know, it won't be like a big federal thing, but there may be other countries that require it. It would not surprise me if places like Germany or Italy require a vaccine passport, essentially, proof that you've been vaccinated. Which sucks, because I guess I'm never going to Germany or Italy. I mean, that if that becomes the case, you know. I'm just using those as examples, but Germany definitely seems like a place that would do it. One thing, though, that if it came to the United States that I think could be beneficial, but I don't think it will, but if it did, if it came full-fledged from the federal government, that's going to speed up the national divorce. You will have states secede over something like this. You will have communities secede from states over something like this. People are not going to be, they are not going to allow their government to put them in a box, to put them in some, well, to put them in some sort of quarantine, right? Because you're only supposed to go in quarantine if you're sick. But now it's, no, you have to prove you're healthy. You're presumed sick. Now if you have not been vaccinated, you're presumed sick. You're presumed you're going to carry it and kill people with the coronavirus. So there's, you know, a lot of bad stuff about the idea of a vaccine passport. And I don't think it will happen on a federal level, but I do see some communities doing it, maybe even whole states doing something like that. What we're seeing, though, now there is a restaurant in Huntington Beach that now requires people to prove that they have not been vaccinated. And I just had to laugh when I saw that. I thought it was pretty funny. But the benefit, I think, in my opinion, of a vaccine passport or a big, you know, big thing like that, if like a state or the federal government tried to push it, would be it'd speed up the national divorce. Small communities would break off, because that would be it. There's a few things that would, you know, be the catalyst, right? Them going door to door with the vaccine police, something like that. Them going door to door trying to confiscate weapons, them requiring a vaccine passport to enter any building. And I'm seeing it now with some companies. I have a friend that lives out in the Bay Area, and he is now going to be required to prove he is vaccinated or get a test every week. I think it was every week. And I know a lot of companies are doing this and going to this kind of model instead. If it's me and I have the option, I'm taking that test every week. You know, they're going to waste my time. I'll gladly waste theirs. There is something else I want to bring up about coronavirus before I move on to the next big topic, and that was the Delta variant. Haven't really talked about it much here, but it's gotten my Facebook page in a little bit of trouble, and it's now the hot red topic button, whatever. So a few weeks ago, I posted something on the Facebook page, you know, and it was poking fun at the idea, just, hey, want to protect yourself from the Delta variant? Put earplugs in. You know, there's a lot of hype around the Delta variant, but the data shows this is, though it is highly contagious, and seems to be more contagious than chickenpox, which is also very contagious. The mortality rate of it is phenomenally low. So for whatever, you know, however you want to take that, that's a good thing, right? It's what we should be glad about, right? So it's highly contagious, you know, and that's kind of the way these viruses go, right? That chickenpox used to be a deadly virus. And it, you know, if you get it later on in life, it can really mess you up. But chickenpox, you know, a long time ago used to be a deadly virus. There were a lot of viruses like that that are, the common cold used to kill people all the time. I mean, it still does kill elderly people and people with poor immune systems. But the Delta variant is not this monster that's going to kill everybody. Right now in the United States, the rate of death per million in the United States from the Delta variant is less than 2. That's not, you know, you don't want to sound cruel or whatever, you know, like, oh my gosh, that's, you know, you don't want to like go to these people's faces and say, haha, or whatever, you know, that's not what I'm trying to do. But it's less than 2 people per million in the United States die from coronavirus right now. Why are we still locked down? Oh, to stop the hospitals from overflowing? So Jacksonville, one of the hospitals in Jacksonville, I think it was Baptist Hospital, however many there are in Jacksonville, named that, got caught lying about saying that their ER was full today. Why would they lie about that to begin with? I don't know. But they posted something on Twitter, you know, hey, our ER is full, we are turning people away. And then an hour or two later, they had to retract the statement because their ER isn't full and they weren't going to turn people away. But why would they even go down that road? That's the stuff I don't understand. You know, why are the hospitals, some of these hospitals, it seems, they seem to be colluding with this idea that we all need to be afraid? You know, the Delta surge, the Delta variant, has already gone through India. The country didn't burn to the ground. Oh, and what's their vaccination rate? Less than 7% of that country is vaccinated. The country didn't burn to the ground. Yes, it is sad, and you know, I don't, you know, you don't want to stand on these people's graves or, you know, like dismiss that people lost family members, but this is what happens. This is Mother Nature doing its thing. Or if you want to get off in the rails into some theories out there that it's all man-made, there's those too. I'm not going to get into that conversation. But this is what viruses do. It's a part of life. You know, in February, when the vaccine was coming out in the United States, about 10 people per million were dying from COVID. Now it's about 2. Why are they freaking out? Why is the hysteria ramping back up? Are they realizing they don't have control? They're losing this control that they want, and they're just trying to shove it down our throats? I don't know the answer. I wish I did. The second major topic of this week's podcast is El Presidente Jim Crow Joe Biden pulling out of Iraq. And he announced that it will be done by the end of the calendar year. We'll see. I hope it happens. I really do. But this is what, the third pullout from Iraq since 2003? You know, how many times are you going to pull out of Iraq? They keep trying to pull out of Iraq, and I'm in favor of that, but it doesn't seem like it's going to happen. You know, they talked about this Afghanistan pullout, and yeah, most people are out of Afghanistan right now, but there's still a couple hundred, just enough to secure an airbase. Yeah, they gave up Bagram, but there's American and Turkish troops still providing security at Kuwait International. They're not going to give that up because the embassy's there. And it's also a great place to drop in supplies if you need to, or drop more troops off. The same thing will happen at Baghdad International. To be fair, it does look though like Iraq has finally calmed down a lot from what it was 10 years ago. You know, in the past decade with ISIS running around, yeah, they're still out there, but they no longer have the upper hand like they did. We'll see what happens when more Americans pull out of there. They may get, you know, they may start pumping up their chest again, puffing it up, and we'll see. I want to try and be optimistic and think that it's going to happen finally this time, but I don't think so. These are the forever wars. You know, it's, you're trying to install a democratic system in countries that don't want it, and the people that don't understand it. Afghanistan way more than Iraq. Iraq at least kind of gets the idea, but they don't really want it. Afghanistan doesn't even understand it. But that was put out over these last 2 weeks, you know, while I've been gone, that the U.S. military should be pulling out of Iraq. I hope it happens. I hope it happens. I hope it happens. I just have my doubts. We will see, though. Fingers crossed. And the final topic, and a somewhat related note, is that there is a bill making its way through the Senate, if memory serves me right. It's made its way through a committee already, that would require women to sign up for the draft. This is insane. The state does not own any of us. We are not beholden to the state to give up our lives, especially for a war in a place like Iraq or Afghanistan. And at least, you know, at minimum, it was 50%, right? It was the men had to sign up for the draft. And now they want 100%, you know, people in that age bracket to sign up for the draft. These are the signs of a society in decay. It's bad enough that it's become acceptable that a nation can take the sons away and send them off to whatever godforsaken war there may be. And now that there are plenty, at least enough, that think it is now going to be acceptable, or should be, the norm, to take the daughters away too. There's no glory in this. There's no nationalism in this. This is nothing but a bad idea. It's bad enough. It's bad enough that we send these young men and women already, volunteers, to these horrible places, and they come back with all sorts of issues. These places that don't matter. Sorry, they don't matter to us, right? As Americans, they do not matter. They have no impact on us. And now these senators, those in the ruling class, again, think that we are beholden to them, to some flag, to some idea, right? Ooh, democracy, some idea that needs to be imposed upon people that don't want it. That now our sons and daughters should be forced to be sacrificed on the altar of democracy and American imperialism. Some people will say it's all about equality, right? You know what would be equal? Abolishing the draft. That's equality. Abolish the draft. It is a horrible, disgusting idea that the sons and daughters should be sacrificed for some country. What a ridiculous idea. Abolish the draft. All right, before I sign off here, guys, I want to remind you about the affiliate program that I am a part of. So if you go to coffeebreakliberty.com, in the upper portion of the page there, next to the store tab, there is an affiliate tab, and I want you to click on it and read it. So what it is, essentially, is, and when you read it, you'll see a banner for Bluehost. And Bluehost is the hosting company that, well, hosts this website and podcast. So I want you to go there, sign up for a website, start a website, because everybody should have their own website, using Bluehost and my affiliate link, because they're going to get a discounted rate and you're also going to get free publicity. That's right. When you sign up through my link and let me know about it, I'm going to give you publicity on the podcast, the blog, the page, the Facebook page, the Instagram, all the social medias. You're going to reach thousands of people right away with your new website. So go to coffeebreakliberty.com and check out that affiliate tab. And now that we're getting back in the swing of things here, hopefully, at least in Savannah, I will be trying to go live again, but it will probably now be 9-ish p.m. Eastern time instead of Central time on Fridays. I say that next week is going to be a little busy, so I may not be going live next week. The week after is going to be even more busy, so I may not be going live then either. We'll see how it goes. But I can't wait to talk to you guys again soon. And it was great getting to talk to you this week. Until the next time, take care.